Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great second weekend of the new year.
Yes.
I saw something on Facebook this week, and it said, I have completed my initial, this was earlier in the week, it said, I've completed my initial 7-day free trial.
Oh, okay.
And I want to cancel.
Oops.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is boat show time in Texas, even though there's not any boat shows. But we're going to be talking boating.
Explain that one to me, Lucy.
it's when the boat shows normally. I mean, we're doing shows and traveling and doing things of that nature.
Right.
But due to the virus and everything that's going on, shows have been canceled.
Right.
And postponed or whatever. Folks are pulling their hair out. Are you in the show business? Oh, never mind.
Yes, I am. And I don't have any hair, though. So are we doing a virtual boat show?
We're doing a virtual boat show.
Oh, okay.
And our good friend, longtime boat dealer, Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats, will be joining us, giving us an update, because I tell you what, the boating market has been just hotter than the proverbial pistol.
Sure
have. A lot going on. And so we'll be talking with Fred about different trends and updates, suggestions, opportunities. So we've got that along with some news headed your way, outdoor report. And, yeah, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. He's been telling me, I don't think he's going to talk about this vehicle today.
No, I'm not.
But
he's been, earlier, no.
Yeah, but he's been a boy in his toys.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's, I love
so
my
we'll
job.
Find out what he's been driving. But you all stick around and do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Yes, this is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsenwald, Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And got some cold weather that's moving into the Lone Star State. Not terribly cold, but
weather's been fabulous.
Weather has been good.
Even some of the rains we had in the Houston area were fabulous. You know?
Yeah, definitely needed that. Just going to kind of bypass this week the events that occurred. I mean, it's crazy, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon. It doesn't look like, and really. We're, I guess, in a hurry up and wait mode now to see, you know, what will transpire and how people are how I can't even call them leaders anymore. You know, are going to react.
Like posers.
Yeah. Better word. Absolutely. More right. appropriate.
Well, we got to see. I mean, this is America, and I certainly am for the peaceful transition that we have always had.
Sure.
And we could beat this last week to death, and this is kind of pointless. It's nutcases on both sides.
There are extremists, and I think back, and I use this example in a piece that I wrote recently, 2008, 2009, the financial crisis.
Right.
You know, and we had, you know, unproven people in power, and it really came down to the American people. It is us to you know, is up to us.
And people. Let's remember that. Okay.
And folks, you have got to be involved. I'm appalled at the number of people I talked to and said, you know, I didn't vote because they don't do anything for me. And I'm going, you got to look at the bigger picture, man.
You got to look at the ones that are going to do something to you.
Yes, without question.
Okay. Anyway, all the good news. I went to China Garden last week.
Yes.
Richard says hi. I hadn't been in there in quite a while because they're still not open for lunch because they're downtown in Houston, you know, behind the Toyota Center.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, you and I have been going there for years. It's fabulous Chinese food. Just great people. But got there, I guess, late lunch, early dinner, because I met some friends over there at 3 in the afternoon when they opened. But Richard and Carol were both there, and they spent most of the time with us, you know, because business wasn't picking up until later.
Right.
So, but something like a four-hour lunch. Just, you know, give me an egg roll and another glass of wine. And talk. Oh, give me some of that great hot and sour soup. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a really good visit.
Phenomenal place. Yeah. And again, besides them being open, I believe it's 2 to 9, Tuesday through Saturday. If you're going to look for a place to gather with friends,
right.
Hey, they can take care of you. And, oh, yeah. And you know, you will absolutely have a ball.
Yeah, fabulous menu. Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
You sent me a notice.
Yes.
And right off the top, we need to recognize
this
notice.
Did I resign again? No, that wasn't what it was.
No.
Well, this is exciting, you know, as far as the industry, it really is. Yeah. Ford.
Yes.
Ford trucks. Now, 44 years in a row, 44 straight years, the number one selling truck in America, and 11 years in a row now, or 12 years in a row now, the number one selling vehicle in America.
A truck is the number one selling vehicle? Imagine that.
Yeah, yes, and why are you talking like that? Anyway, but, you know, they've done a fabulous job, and the 21s are starting to roll out, and they, you know, it's like, well, how can they change it? Well, they have. There's some exciting new things going on over there. Right. Yeah, really great, really great.
You know, a truck is certainly not what a truck used to be.
No, it's not. No, it's a home.
Yes.
It's a home, it's an office, and more. Yeah, also in news, though, National Shooting Sports Foundation, they documented hunting license sales have grown more than 12% last year from the previous year.
That's nationally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Over a million more hunters than in 2019, according to, get this, the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, that has a direct impact on the individual states and their revenues. According to professional estimates, around 14% of those who took to the sport this year were first-timers.
Right.
Women also made up a considerable bulk. Women became the largest growing demographic, with the number of licenses for women jumping more than 12%.
Let me tell you what, we've got to get the women involved.
Absolutely.
I mean, you get mama involved and you bring the whole family, you know, is the old saying.
Yeah, well, do what he usually does, get the wife involved and let her bring the kids.
Whatever, but it is a tremendous opportunity. And there is an opportunity to grow the industry as opposed to it decline. Uh-huh. Number one, you're hunting for meat.
Correct.
That has not been shot up with a whole bunch of, injected with a mm-hmm. whole bunch of whatever.
Chemicals. Yeah.
Chemicals.
Steroids.
Yes, it's all natural.
Yeah, right.
And the family atmosphere, getting involved. The firearms industry, once again, has had a great, great run. Mm. Opportunities.
It's going to continue.
I've got some news, and of course, we have a new sponsor in Silencer Central. Talking about that later in the program. Mm-hmm. Over the next coming weeks and months, we'll be introducing you to these folks. But the National Shooting Sports Foundation, again, mm-hmm. Has commended U.S. Representative Jeff Duncan, Republican from South Carolina, for introduction of the Hearing Protection Act, H.R. 95. The legislation was introduced with 36 original co-sponsors, and it would remove firearm suppressors from the list of definition under the 1934 National Firearms Act, mm-hmm. eliminating onerous and duplicated background checks. Bottom line is—
And that transfer tax of $200.
Yeah. It's going to make it easier rather than, what takes place now, mm-hmm. but make it easier for basically, if this passes— this being lumped into the National Instant Criminal Background Check.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the license that I hold,
right.
I'm talking about real estate and others.
Sure.
I can't tell you. I mean, I've never been arrested for a criminal act, but I've been fingerprinted, mugshot, and had background checks.
Well, you look guilty.
Noobs, what? Anyway, it's make it easy. Now, That is being said, and we, shall see what...
the new bunch do.
Yes, thank uh-huh. you. Thank you, the new bunch. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to move into our best bets, outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We are back, and it is time for our best bets. That's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Harold, I don't understand these people who say, there's nothing to hunt. There's nothing to do. I mean,
go outside.
That starts.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to an indoor range.
Oh, okay.
But... And it doesn't make any difference whether the sun's shining
mm-hmm.
or the moon is high in the sky.
Right.
You can hunt 24/7. And the folks at Third Coast Thermal certainly are going to help you. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays or the adventures that make lasting memories. When it comes time to invest in hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brands that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Last week, Clifford Cheadle told me about a new line that Zeiss has come out with. There's a name you can rely on.
You betcha.
The Zeiss DTI 335 Thermal Imaging Camera. It is for observation purposes only.
Okay.
Can't mount it on a weapon of any type. Uh-huh. But it not only has photos, but it has video.
Oh, my.
So, that's pretty cool. And I could think of all sorts of applications uh-huh. to use. And remember back in the day when four-powered scope was kind of the thing, you know, on a rifle.
It was.
It really was.
Still is in a lot of instances,
oh, sure,
actually.
And
yeah.
It still works. But, you know, people stick, you know, and they're using their scope, you know, to glass and see,
right.
You know, as opposed to using binoculars or things of that nature. I mean, you're pointing a weapon at what you may or may not know is there. Okay?
Right.
But anyway, this Zeiss DTI 335 is really a cool tool to use. It's just one of several and different lines like Thermion and Helion, Synox. I mean, the list just goes on on that they carry.
Well, that's the thing, because it's such a broad range of prices, too. They can help you out based on your budget.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And for more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday is a fair day. Monday and Tuesday are two more good ones. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are a trio of best days. Next Saturday and Sunday, they're both rated as good. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to actively be feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Wednesday, January the 13th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Wednesday and Thursday will have a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday is another three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. Next week, Saturday and Sunday will each have a double-tide schedule.
As we get into the outdoor report, we refer to our friends at the Old Farmer's Almanac, and it says January. The temperature across the Lone Star State is going to average about 4 degrees above normal.
Ah, okay.
1 degree above in the southern part of the state, 4 degrees above in the north, and one degree above in the south. Mm-hmm. Precipitation, about 1 inch below average. Okay. So we're going to tell you about what you need to do to overcome that later in the program. But on the coast, north wind blows, well, it's going to drop water out of the back lakes and marsh areas. Uh-huh. It's going to change. You're going to be able to get out and really map some of the deep holes and reefs that normally are inundated with water. Good time to set up in the appropriate places when it blows water out. Be on the outside to fish trout on the move. When water starts coming back in, you know, fish a little bit deeper into the back lake areas. Also, fish around areas that have even deeper water nearby, because on these warm, extended periods of time that we have been experiencing this winter, that shallow water is going to warm up quicker, and the fish will move out of the deeper water up to fish. Tell you what, we're going to also start seeing as we move through January into February, sheep's head moving toward the jetties for their annual spawn on into March and April. Redfish, more cold tolerant, great fishing for them. Flounder, keep saying it, have not really seen anything to kick the flounder out into the Gulf. They're more in the staging areas right around just on the inside of passes and cuts that lead to the Gulf of Mexico. Down on the lower, middle and lower coast, back lake areas in behind our barrier islands continue to produce for speckled trout. And don't discount the intercoastal waterway. Deep water. And then you got flats adjacent to it. Little breaks are great places to set. Use your electronics and your side imaging equipment. All right?
Okay.
What's going on lakes?
Ah, one of my favorite, B.A. Steinhagen. I love that name. Anyway, largemouth bass.
It really is terrible this week, but he likes to say that, so we're lying. We're telling you it's good.
No, it is. Largemouth bass are good. Fishing Carolina rig worms and crankbaits along the drops. I think it's a great name. Caddo. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber near drop-offs or creek channels in 15 to 25 feet of water. Catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait in 12 to 20 feet. Fishing baited holes near channels and timber edges. Conroe. Largemouth bass remain good on bass jigs, spinners, and buzzbaits, shallow around marinas and boat docks. Livingston.
Largemouth bass are good, staying below 12 feet on worms and jigs in freshwater feeders and coves. Striped bass are good on shad, moving frequently, but once you get a bite, keep working it. Crappie are good on minnows under shallower shelves. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass remain good with spinners, crankbaits, weighted worms, and success is happening off points in decreased wind days and staying close to vegetation. Crappie are consistently good in creeks and with white jigs. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good in 6 to 12 feet and below 25 feet. Wacky worms and brush hogs are great with the shallower bass closer to vegetation and timber. Spoons and weighted worms are good for deep fish over brush and ledges. Crappie are good, favoring jigs over brush around 16 feet. Brim are good with small jigs and crickets. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good with live bait, slabs, jigging spoons in 20 to 40 feet on the main lake flats, slopes, ridges, and humps. Catfish are good with cut bait and punch bait. Tewakinee. Blue cats are good on live bait and fresh cut bait. Channel catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait. Crappie are good on minnows and lightweight jigs around brush piles, docks, and bridge pilings. Texoma. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near boathouses, timber, creek ledges, brush piles in 15 to 25 feet. Catfish are good on fresh cut bait and punch bait. Whitney. Stripers are good with live shad along the main lake river channel edges in 20 to 35 feet of water. Crappie are good with minnows in 14 to 25 feet near timber, creek channels, brush piles. Catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait.
All right. You know who B.A. Steinhagen was?
Who? No, I don't actually.
Well, who? Hey, that's why we listen to Texas Outdoor News.
Okay, you know? Do you know?
Yes.
All right, smarty pants, who was B.A. Steinhagen?
Well, he was a prominent citizen of Beaumont, Texas.
Okay.
Who was active in initial planning, authorization, and other water conservation activities.
Ah.
And originally, it was known, the reservoir was known as Dam B.
Mm-hmm.
But in July of 1967... it was renamed B.A. Steinhagen Lake. Okay.
Yay, B.A.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
yes.
Now we're going to go from B.A. Steinhagen over in East Texas to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir.
So who's that named after?
Amistad?
Yeah.
I think it's a Spanish word.
Oh, okay.
Don't push your luck, Harold. Anyway, you know, prior to this cold front, we've had some warm days. Bass fishing has been good with fish moving up. And this is, you know, there's some good fish going on with worms, crankbaits, and spinners.
Huh?
White bass have been good just above the brush with small crankbaits. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass are great and continue from, you know, right around the noon hour on through the day. Steep banks, timber, and submerged vegetation have been good options. Falcon Reservoir, our friends down the valley that like to go up, you know, upriver to Falcon. Major tournament season is just around the corner and conditions have been good. Black bass are working rocks, flooded structure, riprap, and sometimes brush. Texana, largemouth bass are focusing on vegetation and laydowns. Topwaters, buzzbait, and jigs have been good. Allen Henry, crappie are good with jigs on larger piers, especially at night using lights to attract. Coleman, hybrid stripers, I mean, that is a great hybrid striper lake. On the main lake, humps and deep drops, largemouth bass, good on timber, on spinnerbaits and plastic worms. And finally, for this region, O.H. Ivy, bass are good on Carolina rig spinners, minnows, and jigs around timber. Look in the 20-plus feet depth on drops.
Okay, just a couple of good reports from the Hill Country. Lake Buchanan, white bass are good on silver slabs near drop-offs, humps, and flats. Use sonar to locate schools of bait fish and feeding fish. Crappie are good on minnows and paddle-tail jigs in 15 to 25 feet of water, fishing timber and brush piles. Canyon, striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait. White bass are good on humps, flats, and ridges with white slabs and jigging spoons. Smallmouth bass are good on small swim baits, grubs, and small cranks in 8 to 20 feet along rock ledges, steep rocky shorelines. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait.
All right, the hunting section of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Silencer Central, and they ask, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Harold, are you?
Yes, and that's a big help. What they do is a big help.
Well, and I guarantee you, they're going to be staying on top in what we mentioned in the news segment about the proposed House Resolution 95 to adjust you know, the requirements and paperwork. Folks at Silencer Center are going to be staying on top of that story. They have created a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work. And it ends with Silencer Central, delivering your silencer right to your front door. Plenty to hunt. We keep telling you
indeed.
That. Okay. Day, night. If this sounds too good to be true, learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you give them a call, say, "Hey, I heard about you on Texas Outdoor News."
Please do.
Please tell me more.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, to a silencer, that's the greatest thing on the planet for hunting pigs.
Oh. And a lot of things.
Hey.
A lot of things.
My brother just fell over. Oh, well, let's go back to eating that corn. Wait. Hey, sis, what are you doing?
He's resting.
That's right. Yes.
All right. Through January 17th, the South Texas Rio Grande turkey fall season and the South Texas general whitetail season comes to a close. Duck season continues most every place. High Plains Mallard Management Unit, North Zone Second Split, Dusky Ducks, the Light and Dark Goose season, Sandhill Crane season in Zone A through January 31. So still got some hunting to do. And, of course, we always can hunt exotics.
And pigs.
There you go.
Indeed.
All right, you've been on or off the road?
Been on, but great vehicle for the bucks, especially Buick. Buick turned the corner several years back, and they're building some really, really fine vehicles. This was the 2020 Encore GX Essence luxury compact SUV. The one I had to test was a front-wheel drive, but all-wheel drive is available. And if you like something like this, I suggest a little bit of an uptick to get all-wheel drive just to makes things really, really nice. It's got a 1.3-liter turbo four-banger on it, putting out 155 horsepower. I think rides really good, but just it's plush. I mean, very, very nice, especially for the bucks. I'll get to the bucks in a bit. But loaded with everything, the Buick Infotainment Center, the Apple CarPlay, plenty of power outlets, driver information center, OnStar services, plenty of USB ports and attachments, adjustable driver 10-way power seat, including lumbar, 40-60 split bench folding down so you can load a bunch of stuff in this puppy. Five-seater. Of course, power everything, memory driver seat and mirrors, power windows, obviously, all that good stuff. Heated leather-wrapped steering wheel, which is just dandy on those cold mornings. Deep tinted glass, outside heated mirrors. It's loaded with stuff. All the safety factors and confidence-giving equipment that you'd want, auto emergency braking, their driver confidence package, what they call it, front pedestrian braking, forward collision alert, following distance indicator, lane keep assist with lane departure warning, intelligent headlights, tire fill alert. It'll pop up. You need some air. Rear vision camera, which is very cool. Loaded nicely, and again, it's good looking. Loaded nicely is 28. City mileage is 30. Highway is 32. This thing with all the extra stuff, their advanced technology package, their advanced uptick information system, automatic parking assist, wireless charging. Again, this rear camera mirror with washers on the camera was 34. So, I mean, that's really a dandy price. Check this thing out. It might be just the right size for you. The 2020 Buick Encore GX Essence.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats. We're talking boating. Yes, it really is boat show time.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. During the break, I was telling Harold about the Old Farmer's Almanac extended forecast. We've already told you that we're in a period of lower than normal precipitation. You have the rigors of the rut that has taken place and really brought the bucks down and even stressed the does. You need to have Fortified Cottonseed out as free choice 365 days out of the year. The results are absolutely amazing. We've got some reports that are going to be headed your way in the upcoming weeks on Fortified Cottonseed. But you like it because you don't have to mess with...
What, pigs?
Yeah.
Right.
And raccoons.
And yeah. I like it with buttermilk.
Oh, you switched.
It's very flavorful.
It's no longer sweet milk. It's buttermilk.
Yeah. That's great stuff.
For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends and recipes, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. As we mentioned at the top of the program, normally we are at boat shows just having a ball visiting with all you folks. And, of course, unfortunately, our boat shows have been canceled or postponed. But that really doesn't stop us from boating.
Right.
And the boating industry has been hotter than a pistol through 2020. It doesn't look like that's going to change. And to give us the rundown, longtime friend and boating dealer in Houston, Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. Hey, happy boat show time, Fred.
Hey, same to you.
Hey, Fred, this is Harold. So you're ready to paint some visual pictures for us?
Well, you never know in this business, especially with all this virus stuff.
Oh, boy.
It's changed everything.
You sure?
It really has. Well, bring us up to speed. 2020, from all reports, was a good year for dealers, product. Everybody was scrambling trying to make sure they had what they needed so they could deliver boats. Was that the case at Red Wing?
Oh, yeah. Inventory's been a problem getting product from the manufacturers because they can't get product.
And it's more of the parts, isn't it? I mean, they can assemble to a point but can't finish it because something's maybe out of...
They build a boat and then, parts and pieces that were supposed to come in don't show up.
Right.
So then... there's a lot of manufacturers that have, I would say, 95% finished boats sitting on the yard that they can't finish, so they can't ship them.
Okay, well, something that you and I have, you've done a lot, and I've done a few times, is if you got a boat that you like and you just kind of wanted a new style, new look, go in and do a refit. Have you done a few of those?
Oh, yes. Normally you know, this time of year we're in a boat show, but December, you know, end of November, 1st of December, our service usually slows down, which gives us time to get ready for the show.
Right.
Well, we're not having a show, and the service has not slowed down a bit because the people that have either ordered a boat waiting on it, or there's people waiting to get their boats done.
Right.
Because everybody's so far behind in service.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred, when you see people coming in, they're talking about upgrading. What are some of the things, you know, the main things they want to do?
Well, obviously, depending on the age of their motor, they want something more dependable. And, of course, a lot of people that are doing that now seem to be doing, you know, upgrading the hydraulic steering or upgrading depth finders, upgrading troll motors. Control motors and steering and stuff like that's also been hard to get this year. We are starting to get troll motors in finally, so I actually have some troll motors in stock, which is rare for 2020.
Whose brand are y'all carrying, Fred?
Primarily the Minn Kota.
Okay.
The iPilot is the popular model.
Oh, that's the one that tells you where to go and what to do and how to stay there, right?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's slick.
Got an anchor button on it, it'll hold you right there.
That's slick.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, listen, there's more to the boating story, but we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so we need to take a break. Fred, if you would hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our boating conversation with Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. Their website is Red Wing Boat Co. That's redwingboatco.com. And their phone number is 713-921-0656. Fred, when we went to break, you were talking about service and upgrades and things of that nature. Let me ask you, when someone buys a boat, and I've seen this happen on some boats of mine, where the certification on the maximum power that's available for that boat, is there a recertification or maybe sometimes at the time the horsepower that's available, there may be a little extra that you, when you repower, you may be able to step up. Is that a fair assessment? Is that true?
Well, let me just say this. If it's got a sticker on there, or the rating is for 150,
right,
then as a licensed boat dealer like myself, we're not going to want to put anything bigger on there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Either liability issue.
All right. Well, how about a 150 today compared to, say, a 150 10 years ago when that boat was new? What kind of difference?
Well, usually the 150 today is going to be probably a lighter motor
mm-hmm.
than what they were back in the 80s.
Okay.
Or maybe even early 90s, what that people might be replacing, depending on what brand, you know.
Right.
But I can tell you the way the service has been and inventory has been, anybody that wants a repower or do any of that for this summer, they're almost late getting started. They need to get after it. And it's kind of like buying a new boat right now. Sure, I'd like to sell all of them, but, you know, if you've been eyeballing a boat at any dealership, if they got it in stock, you need to buy it because the replacement for that boat might be the end of the summer.
Wow.
Boy. Fred, on the engines, though, are they, you know, are the efficiency improved on those things as far as your fuel usage and stuff?
Oh, it's daylight and dark difference.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I used to water ski, and we could burn a 6-gallon can in 20 minutes. You know, well, nowadays, that'll take you a while.
Sure, sure.
In fact, you know, when a customer decides, hey, I'm just going to run my motor in a driveway because I haven't run it for a while, when you fire up one of these new motors and let it run for 15 minutes, you probably ain't moved an inch and a half of gas through the gas line. Because they just don't burn anything.
Sure. You know, I remember we bought a Robalo, 23-foot Robalo from You New. And then years later, came back and I said, you want to do a boat project? And we did. And that Robalo was the old Robalo, deep V, deeper draft. And you just hung the outboard right on the transom. And when we redid it, we put a jack plate on it that actually provided some additional flexibility to a boat. We were able to do things to the boat that normally you couldn't do. Are there opportunities like that for people to come in and either put a quicker, faster jack plate, or if it didn't have a jack plate, or trim tabs, those things that may improve the performance of a boat?
Well, jack plates, trim tabs, talking about these new iPilot troll motors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things that make your old boat feel like a brand new boat.
Sure. Sure. You know, I remember back in the day fishing West Galveston Bay, and I didn't have a trolling motor.
Mm-hmm.
And the old way of doing it was you'd set up a drift, and you'd drift through, and you'd hook up with fish, and you'd drift on through, and then you crank up the big motor, and you come back around and set up. Remember those days, Fred?
Yes, sir.
And over in Louisiana. Yes. And then over in Louisiana, Lake Calcasieu, learned a trick where those boys would make the drift, hook up with the fish. As soon as they hook up, they slip an anchor over to hold the position, fish that school until the school moves away, and then go on out and set up. And then, of course, with the trolling motor, you can be a bit more stealthy and try to catch up, particularly when we're chasing birds. And Fred, you were mentioning this new anchoring system on the Minn Kotas. If you find, let's say along the intercoastal, a break or something like that, or a reef in deeper water like we've got in Galveston Bay, you can just sit right on top of it and it'll hold you spot on, won't it?
Yes, and you can turn it off and drift a little bit, hit it and lock it again.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that. Friend, let me ask you this, being that I'm very tight with my pennies. If I'm coming in for refurb, rehab, re-whatever, engine changes, electronic changes, et cetera, is there financing available for that stuff?
Yes, sir. Now, a lot of times on the smaller stuff, you know, a trolling motor or whatever, there's not. But you get into repowering the boat, yes, there is.
Okay. All right. What about taking the old stainless or whatever and coming back with aluminum? Can you orchestrate and outsource that to folks? I mean, can you?
We don't do the aluminum work
right.
Here at the store, you know, building T-tops or replacing rails. But I have a shop I use that's pretty darn good. And the main reason I use them is not, there's a lot of people that do that aluminum work that does good quality work. But the question is, are they through the day they tell you they're going to be through?
Ah, okay.
You know, you go to pick it up, they ain't started on it yet.
Sure, sure. All right, Red Wing Boats. They're at 836 South 75th Street in Houston. Phone number 713-921-0656. Website, redwingboatco.com.
Yeah, what are some of the lines real quick, Fred?
Yeah, there you go.
That you have.
Frontier, Blackjack, Parker, and I have Ranger saltwater boats.
Okay, that Blackjack and Frontier, that's some guy named Kenner, right?
Bill Kenner, yes, sir.
Yeah, I think he's getting ornery in his old age. I mean, are you seeing that sign show up?
Well, I think it's showing up because he's having trouble getting stuff.
Yeah, and he's easily frustrated.
Well, and you know, he's just bought another facility and trying to expand, but you can't expand when you can't get the parts and pieces.
Yeah, I heard that story too. Mm. All right, before we let you go, anything else that we need to know during this boat show season and heading into boating season? It's going to be an early start to spring. If you're going to do it now, right?
Do it now, because it's going to get tougher and tougher, being our service departments and rigging departments have not slowed down a bit.
Outstanding. Tell you what, I've been going to Red Wing Boats for decades. Good folks. They'll treat you right, point you in the right direction. Literally turnkey service. Fred Lester, tell everybody I said hi. Harold and I said hi, and have a good season.
Well, hey, hopefully y'all have a safe 2021, and hopefully everybody listening has a safe 2021.
Good words. Take a break on, friends. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We are back with Texas Outdoor News, and it is time for the Outdoor Calendar. But first, do we still have a special going?
Absolutely, we do. It's just going to keep on going, too. The official light source for Texas Outdoor News is the lineup from Hybrid Light. Their website is hybridlight.com, so go check out the lineup. My favorite is still the Mammoth. That's their work light, extremely versatile. But all of these lights are photovoltaic, which means they charge from the sun, but also a light source. I got one of them in my kitchen. I just got it pointed toward the ceiling light there to keep it charged up. They'll charge from a USB port or wall charging. And the beauty of it is they hold a charge 7 years, friends. These are the most amazing lights on the planet. And what's cool right now is for our listeners, our fans, we hope out there, you go to hybridlight.com and you order anything you want, as much as you want. It will be 20% off and free same-day shipping. Just when you check out, where they have the discount code there, just type in Texas20. So you got to do Texas20 to get 20% off their entire lineup at hybridlight.com. Okay, checking our calendar through February 28th, quail season statewide. Also through the 28th, squirrel fall season, 51 East Texas counties. Through the 28th of February, javelina season in the North Zone. Through August 31, javelina season South Zone. through August 31. Also, squirrel season, other counties for information. All of this refer the Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual online, tpwd.texas. TX, or is it fully Texas now?
Texas.gov.
Texas.gov. You used to have another dot in there somewhere. Okay, tpwd.texas.gov.
Right.
I'm going to get that right one of these days. Anyway, get out there and go hunting, and while you're doing it, maybe you want to, you know, drive to your hunting place in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
All right. Yes. I want to thank our guest today, Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats over at 836 South 75th Street in Houston. Call them at 713-921-0656. And you can do a little pre-shopping at redwingboatco.com.
Very good. What's that again?
RedWingBoatCo.com.
That's good. Fred's the best, believe me. Friends, do remember, of course, that Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, though, we archive all of our shows just up at the top. Click on Listen to the Show. Because you're like, what'd they say? Or what did Fred say? What did Lester say about that engine something? Well, there you go. Just play it. Also, of course, we're up on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. And when you're listening to us on Facebook, like us. That helps build the audience and so we can spread the word about, hunting, fishing, and more in the great state of Texas and actually all across the country. You got any more trips coming up soon there, Olson?
I've got some predator hunts out in West Texas.
Mm.
Got some axis deer hunts in the western part of the Edwards Plateau.
I'll take any spare axis parts you got.
Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah, okay. Who? Anyway.
Yeah.
And as Bob said, too, those organizations that you can't go to those meetings anymore, like Elk Foundation or Ducks Unlimited or whatever, increase your membership, send them a donation, subscribe for the magazine, something like that, support them, because these are really tough times for the organizations right now since they cannot have those big fundraisers. But they can still raise funds, okay? So help them out there. And do remember, whether you're on the water or out there in the field, be safe. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.